Hashem Asher Latatoy. We're speaking about the five Talmidim and the fact that each one had a specific Maila. Explained it's connected five Halakim. The five Halakim are two levels of Koyach Sichli and two levels of supporters of the Koyach Sichli. The basis for the Koyach Sichli, physical basis for the Koyach Sichli. He explained two of them before, and that was the Borsid Sheinu Ma'abitipa, that's a Koyach Nefshi, the Koyach HaZecher. Then you have the Zakus HaChoymeh from the mother, which is the Noisi for the Zikaron, that's Asher Latatoy. Now it's the next two. Bach HaShem Asher Latatoy, Umedabe B'Koyach HaGufni Sh'odam HaNoisi Koyach HaNafshi Nivdol, Shibach Rabi Yisakoyin Shu Chosid. V'dover zeh hu gam kein mailo b'koyach ha-gufni shal ha-adam. Shu noisi ha-seichel. This koyach over here, the koyach ha-gufni of the adam, is now going to be the noisi of the next seichel, and chosid is going to be the mailo of that. V'zeh, k'chassidus moira, ashish l'choy mezach v'dak b'yoyse oid min ha-rishin. Chassidus is a stronger darga. The chassid is called somebody who does lifnei mishuras hadin. Is mischassid im koinei, as it says. Ramchal speaks about him as a chassidus. So that's that darga. Lefikach l'shech loy mekan asher ilaretoy. Kemadrega zoyz lefi pshitus achoymer. Because it's so, I guess Pshitus Choymer is not Choymer. Kilon Misachas Klal L'Choymer Asher Misachas L'Isha. Since Isha is more the Mahalach of Choymer, so this is something that is beyond that Mahalach, and you can't just say Asher Latatoy, it comes from someplace else. V'dov ezeh b'yad l'mala k'yachsidus v'shvil zakus v'toy v'choymer. V'zek asher yesh l'choymer zach v'dak oyd yeseh ma'asham l'fredo v'shvim chanay asher latatoy sh'nem ala choymer toyv. I want to explain a little bit about this. What is Ki'ilu, the Darga? First of all, let's ask a Shaila. How come the first two, he first speaks about the content, and then he speaks about the Kli, that it can hold it? Actually, a lot of it comes afterwards. Here, it's the opposite. First, he has the Kli, and then he has the higher up. So let's talk a little bit about this, the Musig of the problem. Lamashal, a Kli that is going to, let's say I have a Kli that's going to hold water. It's made to hold water, and the water that it's holding fits the gvulos of the Kli. I have a quart. A quart of water into it, the Kli is going to hold that amount of water. It's made for it, and you have some kalim that are leaky, some kalim that are not so good, and some kalim hold it really well. So the quart of water that's inside it, it was created for that. And it's not a chiddush that it holds it, it's a chiddush that it's a bursit sheinim abetipa, that it's a Kli that can shtolzach tzu to its content and not lose any of it. That's the chiddush shabai. However, let's say I have a riddle. I have a plastic, a bag that can hold one quart, and I want to put in two quarts of liquid. How do I do it? So the only way I can do it is, Lamashal, if I take a balloon, and a balloon can normally hold a balloon that's designed for one quart of liquid, but it's very thin, and the nail is flexible, and it's able to hold a lot more than a quart. It keeps expanding with the water I put in, and it can hold two quarts, three quarts, whatever it is. So, for that, the etzem tchuna of shtelling tzu to that requires the kli first. In other words, in things that the kli is to hold a quart of water, every quart is going to hold a quart of water. Some quarts will leak, and special in the koyach of holding, so to speak. Where you do need something is it, to hold more than you can. That has to start with the kli. Nobody would, you would put water into not such a good kli if it's the same midah, and you'd later fix up the issues. But nobody in his right mind would ever put water into something bigger than itself, unless he can actually stretch. He knows it can stretch, so on and so forth. The second darga is a darga of holding more than your gvulas are designed for. That's a chiddush. It's possible because if the chomer is very zach and it's very dark, it can hold more because it stretches with it. If I were to re-touch it, it doesn't contain such a tough barrier of kli. The kli's shear is not so fixed because the kli is a more fine kli. Shiurim and gvulis are chomri. And when you get into the world of Brooklyn, for instance, let's take some very interesting, the brain can hold an awful lot more material than you would think a brain can hold. The amount of, the volume of material we know and understand and think and perceive and so on and so forth. And the seichel is and it can only be the seichel. The stomach can hold X amount of quarts of liquid and other stuff. The lungs can hold X amount of air, that's it. The brain, we don't have any hasaga what the limit of the brain is, if there is one. Which is no, I mean, it's hard to memorize a phone book, but it's not clear that a person's brain can't memorize a phone book. The same piece of meat, people have done it. With the same amount of flesh, there wasn't a change. You know, when they examined the brains of these great geniuses, there isn't all that much more material, sometimes less, in terms of the flesh. The teretz is, the flesh itself can be a bigger kli kibul. That's its tchuna. How the feel, nobody knows. And b'meila, it's a very, very, it's a kli for something beyond it. So b'meila, in this chelik, that there's a kli, that the brain is a kli beyond it, for something bigger than it, there, you can, there you need a very zach, a zachistic material, and the hallmark of that is, a mischasid imkono. In other words, he's a chassid. Chassid means that he's lefnim mishur hadin. What lefnim mishur hadin means in translation is that the teichin is cheshev than the gevulah. So the mashal, a person has a mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzedakah requires meiser, chaimish. The person very good-hearted and cares a lot. He's a big bar rachmim, and the rachmim goes greater than the shiurim and the gvulis, because he you know wants to answer this on his call, this on his call, and so on and so forth. That is the difference between this, you know, that's the mile of this meter. Der Hagav is the maima muskel legami, since we're talking about the brain holding material. But I saw this week in a science book, in a science news, it is called Science News, actually. They use, I'm always very, very wary when they use all sorts of imaging technique to determine which part of Ben is thinking what, and their aimed on what he's thinking, and so on and so forth. So the article starts, it's last week's Science News, it's a very, very conventional science report magazine. They were using, it's called functional MRI. Which part of the brain gets affected by what. They had a salmon fish, and they flashed all sorts of very exciting pictures. You know, somebody in danger, somebody jumping up down with glee, and they measured the brain waves with fMRI, and it showed very clearly different parts of the brain getting excited by it. That's awesome. The one problem was that the salmon was dead. And it goes on to explain how the imaging technique is not a b'chalal, not what you think it is. They don't even measure. It measures a certain chemical reaction, which they think. think has scientists to how much activity is going on. They don't know if it's true that one has sex, the other. They're not sure if the chemical reaction has with this. It's they went through all the reasons why. It's not the pshat as you see, like with the you see something in front of your eyes. What you see in front of your eyes is a computer painting and so on. I'm a maimon muskim because we're very nesporfnisnyan. But when it comes to seichel and how the brain works, it really, really is very, very difficult to be aimed on it. He says, "Ki achsidus meresh es lochem zachdak beisim oresh, umimenu achsidus ashu mischasidim abriyas asatoyv lesnimishu asadin." That's the main nekuda. Well, the figure says, "Lemekan asher laratoy, kamedregas es vipshitus achoyim, in meseches klal lochem asher meseches the isha." But don't be banu lamayla ki achsidus ruvishvul zachus atoyv achoyim. So if you have a very good achoyim, and v'zeh kasher yesh lachoyim zach v'dak oydris masham olafnei zeh. Hello?
Yeah.
Shenema lachoyma toiv shem pchisus by klau. Vize oid nema lachoyma zach vedak. Shemenu midas achasidus lasas de mishur sadin. So this has the chelik that is from where chasidus nevel. So I want to explain another nekuda here. Mitzad, what he says that this is not so shaykh to an isha. It's shaykh to a man. Therefore, you can't ask a lot of toy. So when people ask about women, women's rachmanis have a lot less gevulas than men's rachmanis. It definitely is true. But that's not the nekuda we're talking about zochin akeva. I mean, we're not so much talking about the midas of kindness and not kindness. We're talking about in the etzim etzis of zochin akeva. That's why ashri ladato is not shaykh to it. A woman, the amount of child a woman can hold is one child, but not a child, you know, there's multiple births, but within that one or two or three or whatever, whatever fits into the womb, the volume of child that the mother holds is clearly confined to the womb. Even her she has one egg, two eggs. Those are all kilu very, very clear kavulos and shiurim. A zacha zera is hundreds of millions. If a chlal has no shaychus whatsoever to a container, it's the amount of zera is fabulous. What restricts it is the isha's ability to hold. Only each egg can hold down one zera, and that's that, and that's all it can do. But but in terms of the mitzias, the isha is a mitzias mugderes. She's magda de vlad, and she her inyanim in terms of mugder, whereas the man is a sort of built equal. That's why it's more shayach to zachne keva. Why the midas of men and women different? That's the good shaila. But akopanim mitzat the tsura of zachan akeva. That's where it fits in. Shekva baruch lemalah shekneged nefesh aseh yesh kerchus gufnim shem kemoi noisim nechshav nekeros nivdal shekeshem shekerch asich lo yis nivdal yis poshut kach elu shtei kerchus anoisim gam keninam shav avechet yisidak zezach menach. So just like for the etzen toichen, you have a chilek. For the thing that's carrying the toichen, you also have a chilek. And it's obvious that for something that lemashal, the Gemara has different shiurim for kelim. A kli that can hold rimonim, kemoitzi rimon, kemoitzi zesim. The shiurim of holding something is finer. The more fine the material you want to hold it. Kach elu shtei kerchus anosim gam keninam shav. Echad yisidak yisidak zach menachem. V'lekach amar rabbi yisrael kohen chosid, v'roi shebal amida des kohen, k'moy shenema tumecha v'recha lish chasidecha. I also want to explain it in terms of kahuna. So, you know, everybody says kahuna is only chesed and so on. But even mitzvot, the mashal, Kohen is not restricted to particular gvulas. The Shevet Kuna doesn't have any one place about Kohanim, that they don't have a chelik in Nachla, at Shevet Levi, not in Kohanim, it's because they're above that mitzvah. Kehuna also serves to be mashpia into the klal, hashpas milamala, more than the klal has. In other words, the shefa coming in is the avoda of kahuna.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'm not sure this is directly related to the piece or not, but just this line of ki achasidus ubishul zakus v'teva chayim and so on, mischasidim kainai, is there perhaps a little bit of a mashmos or perhaps bichlal, is there an idea that for a person to be noyeg in an oifen of chasidus, a person has to have that desire, that want, be'etzim, to want to be mischasid, as opposed to just saying, you know, it's a choshev ezach to be misnag with me.
100%. Let me say something. If somebody does something because he perceives it as chiyuv, so his klei hadas are klei hadas that doing something mikorech the chiyuv. There's an interesting gemara. The gemara says, who was it that they? It was Bedomim Kaninhu, the Gemara Sanhedrin. They gave it back to him, and he didn't want to take it because he thought that they're doing it machmas the chiyuv, and you're not chayav to give it back. Only lotzei deshamayim. So he didn't want to take it back from them because if a person is giving something mikreach that he feels it's a chiyuv b'dinei aret, and it really is only chiyuv b'dinei shamayim. It's a pgam. It's like taking from somebody when he thinks he owes you money and he really doesn't owe you money, and you're taking pteras matana. They bear such a halacha. Here it's also, if a person does it because he thinks it's chiv, even if he's doing the thing, but we don't see a gilu here of other types of kreches hanefesh. Okay, then he says that the teichen of that is yirei chet. Shemeshach says like chesh, l'fikom is yirei chet. Kimidu zeis meir al seichel azach vatar. Yirei chet, v'ze omrom eina maret chosid loy bur yirei chet. V'adova kima shepirashu lemalo, כי כאשר יש לו גס עושה חיימה, הוא מניקח נקרא מהארץ שהוא בעל חיימה אב וגס כמו הארץ, איזה בעל עם הארץ, יהיה איפה שאודם כמו איזה חוסית, כך סידה כשיש לו מזק לצוותי בחיימה כשהוא יש בעל. Let's explain this also. Let's see one more line. כאשר הוא בור שאין בי חוכמי, איפה שיהיה שמיים כמו שבאנו, כי השמיים הוא שמספור מהשם יספור ויור ממנו. ודובר זה שייך על מישהו קרוב השם יספורך. כי מישהו רוח מן המלך בבד אין יור ממנו, רק מישהו קרוב אלו, והוא אצלי וזה יור ממנו. Let's talk about this a little bit. We think that Yiras Shemayim, when we measure the person Yiras Shemayim or not, I guess we ask ourselves: is he? Does he know that David is watching? Does he Maimon? Look, sort of. That's what we think about Yiras Shemayim. We think the person looks aside. If he's not Yiras Shemayim, he's kind of. He looks the other way, he doesn't concentrate, and so on. There's a much deeper nekuda here. Let's give an example. A person goes to a very fancy chasna. He is terribly worried that his suit might get stained. And he will go at great lengths, even if it's not to eat something, if he's wearing a very fancy suit, especially for the occasion, and a lot of chasha people there, for him to have a big blotch on his thing, because, you know, he's very, very wary of it, and he won't eat something that has a suffix that's going to stain him or whatever. You take a young boy, so his parents not going to warn him to be careful not to stain his suit, and they reinforce it with a patch or two maybe, but the kid himself, given the choice between eating something good or getting a stain of suit, the stain of suit, it's hard for him to dehair how big that avla is when there's a piece of creamy cake. Like, he doesn't live in a world where a pairing menschlich has any real value. You need to be a little more fine than that. A person who's listening to music, and he has very shvacha chush music, so a note off this way, a note off that way, is not, you know, upseda. It's more or less, it's, yeah, that's pretty much a niggin. Somebody who's got a fine chush music cringes. He sits and he pashit. He doesn't know what to do with himself. It's painful to hear a note off key come in, to hear it, the beat is off, and so on and so forth. For a person to be a real akim, he needs to be living in a world of alikus. He needs to feel, you know, he needs to feel this is his world, these are his musagim, and this is bad, and this is good, and this is wrong, and this is right. So we can translate, just like to the kid, we tell him, listen, I know that you don't know much about getting a spot on your tie, but it comes with a patch. So he translated, the body goes, patch is not good, and he stays away from it. But that's him, it's the patch. It's just that he understands the chetimtzah. We also would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mefayesh, and we'll show everybody, and let's say, lover, and there's a gehenim, and da 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 da, fine. But that's because I don't deher chet with the sensitivity of somebody that this is a part of his real world. Means to be a rechait, you need to understand the world of alekus. You need to deher it. And if you don't know it, don't understand it, you're not going to be spoken because that's your world. So what? I was once reading, I don't remember, it's a very famous mice, and the framework of the mice is that somebody said his father was a very big mechanech, and an example was as following. That there was a family in his town, a girl, that did a shidduch with a very country dicker girl, and with a real country bumpkin, I think it was in Hungary, from a different city, and they were kaveh a certain day for chasana, by he ayayim, it was, you know, tifcha tavuach, and zifcha was avuach, and everything was the yayin of zmazuk, and everybody's waiting, chasana doesn't show up. And it turned into a major, major tragedy. A day later, the chasana shows up. What happened? No, it was all late. You know, he treated it like it was 5 times late. He doesn't understand what the whole mahuma is. So it's a little late. I mean, people are fashpetic sometimes. So, but like the idea that this is a yuchasna and a day late is not 5 minutes late, it was beyond him. And it said it, because this person writing the memoir said that his father was metapel with him, it was chanech him, and this and that, until finally it was mamish, the person turned into a baal bazar shem sefer. I don't remember the pratim, it's not so nagya. But in the world of a country bumpkin, say the chasna is a nice thing, and so you show up late by a day or so, it's not a big deal. A person, to be mispor for Kadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be the world that he lives. But there's a sheikh of Mishu Korva Hashem Yisbar. Ki Mishu Rochik Mna Mel, Befani Ni Yorim Yimena, Rak Mishu Korva Lov. Hu Etzlai, Vaz Yorim Yimena, Ol Afikach Hei Bur Yorim Chet. Hu Be'ayim Azel Lamal Esar Amar Etz Chasid Hei Bur Yorim Chet. Gam Yisbar Oidei Tulim Ein Chachma Ein Yira, Bimein Yira Ein Chachma. Ke'elu Shnei Dvorim Yira Shemayim V'Chachma Ein Pshur M... Ashi Efshali Yos Echad Kashay Nenim Tzacha. Ol Afikach, Ma'ash... Omar Reb Shimon Sani Rei Chet Ein Rak Shom Shishun Kseichu Ein Rak again Ein Rak in the Maral is what it means is She Omar Shishun Kseichu Zach Vedak Vednokach Muskolis His Kseichu Dehers Muskolis Well Lekachu Rei Chet In other words He Dehers things that are not only concrete and solid He Dehers the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the world of Toiv and the world of Taira and the standards and so on and we're made of different things Rei Chet. So basically, it is he's explaining that the midah of Yirei Chet is a midah where you have a very fine dehair of things. You dehair ruchnis of things very vividly, and they're very. That's why you're scared, and so this forms the next pair of. Midas. You have the pair of chassid, meaning that he's somebody that the gvulis are a lot more flexible. The gvulis are a lot less sharp than the gvulis of a normal person. So it's shayach to give him an idea. Because let's give an example. The problem with Yirei Chet and Yirei Elokim is they're very intangible. A stick, getting sick, all these things are things that are tangible, so a person can be scared of them. A year or so it came, first of all, not so tangible. It's invisible, this little entities. I can deher foolish messages, deher bad food. I can deher all sorts of things that are kind of unpleasant, little unpleasant. But ruchnius and tovina are kind of very, very vague things, and that's why we have a and that's why over here he needs to have a seichel zach v'dak, what he calls a chassid, to contain those that darga, and he also needs to have a the seichel itself, that the content itself is very, very it's called yiras alakim, which means he is the Akash Baruch is something that's imminent and real, and a real mitzvah to him. Any questions?
No.
Okay,
sure.
Now the next 2 weeks I'm gonna be in Eretz Yisrael, so we won't be learning that. I should come back to on